It was the first Sunday of 2020, the 9:30 Mass. I stood with others for the Gospel, and the light dawned and shone around me. I heard, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us." For many moons, the climate change predicament has been pestering me. The predicament looms, but, says my worried spirit, will we be up to it? The political, the social challenges across the globe are formidable, and our resistance to life changes are very entrenched. Is doomsday at hand, if the truth is told? Then I heard, "And the Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us." There is a divine affirmation of all that is human, and indeed of our human home. Carry that promise into the new year. Let it fructify in your hope. Sometimes when people have an experience like this, they will say, "It was as if I was hearing these words for the first time." I experienced the opposite. It was precisely because I had heard these words many times that they were able to speak to me again in this moment of climate change. This is what one might describe as the precious gift of religious literacy. Religious literacy is a precious gift, and it is fading a great deal in our contemporary cultures. The dangers of religious illiteracy will be the subject of a colloquium in Trinity College Dublin this week.